going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody. Marlins manager Clayton McCullough joins us as we say good morning and going for the sweep today. They've won 3 straight games. First pitch. Before they hit the road, actually, at 110 today. And, Skip, I got to tell you, man, this thing, watching just about every inning, fun to watch. You guys play hard. You're aggressive. The confidence of these young guys to come back and win these games, whether it's Philly in that last game or last night, has just been so much fun to watch as we all get to know these players.
Yeah, it has been. And credit to them. I mean, it's been, I think – the one thing I'm probably myself and our staff's the most proud of is just how they've continued throughout games to just compete and play till the end. And, it hasn't always, ended up with a W, but in a lot of cases, our ability to, hang in there and play the whole way through has allowed us to, come back and at times force the opposition to use pitchers maybe they weren't planning to or hoping to use, in a game, which sets you up well for the next day. So it's been something we've continued to preach with them that, each day is its own. You come out there with a plan of attack of how we think we're best going to, win today's game. And whatever the outcome is, we just, turn the page, revisit what things we did well, what things we can improve upon, and get ready for the next game.
You guys are 4th in team hitting in baseball right now. And I got to ask you, coming out, you've seen them all. You had a chance to get to know them and probably had to make some tough decisions on some guys, and a lot of them have come up. We'll talk about them in just a second. Do you have any idea that your team would hit like this early in the season?
You know what? I think we liked a lot of the hitters that we had on our team. I think we really did. I think we felt there were a number of players that, if given the opportunity at the major league level, would surprise some people. And maybe not surprise us as much, but I think what Pedro Guerrero, Derek Showman have done from the day one of spring training, and even prior to in the offseason, the conversations with stressing the importance of controlling the strike zone, having a game plan when you go up to the plate, stressing them in practice environments to make it, more challenging and hopefully more representative of what they were going to get into the, when the game started, that we got buy-in from guys early on. They were certainly very, hungry, I think, to go prove to those, in the industry that they were, maybe better than people thought they were. And I think to this point, it's been – the early returns have been great. I think, for the most part, just the at-bat quality, the ability to, formulate a game plan and go up there, execute the things that are within your, within your control, having a strong process for that part of it has been, incredible.
You've been around baseball a long time. I've been watching baseball a long time. I don't think I can ever remember two guys playing the same night in their major league debut and getting their first hit. Have you seen that before?
I have not. You know, I have not. Certainly, yeah, you know, you get the you know, one person in there, but to have two on the same night to have their debut and contribute to a win, it was, you know, very cool for both of them and us.
Okay, and I got to follow it up. So Augustin Ramirez, one of your top prospects, who looks like he is just going to be unbelievable, as people expected when you guys made the trade to get him. But he comes back second night, and you go, you know, he was so good that first night. Let him hit cleanup, and then he goes out and has three hits. Come on now. Tell me about that decision going into that whole thing, and you're going, you know, his second game, we got the family here still. Let's go ahead and let him hit fourth.
I think, like, I mean, everyone's a buyer in Gus's bat. I mean, at least, you know, we are here and really believe, like, there's, you know, there's the ability to control the strike zone. There's real bat speed, real impact. And you never are really sure how an individual is going to handle, you know, their major league debut and the early going at the major league level. But there's such a calmness with Gus. There's such a presence in the box. You know, I think, like, to survive up here and to thrive at the major league level, like, you can't play scared. You can't be afraid, and Gus is certainly not that. There's a ton of confidence, and just felt like that, you know, this guy, the moment, the environment's not going to be too big for him. And so felt like, you know what, hey, he's, you know, he's one of our better hitters, to, you know, put him in a position and trust that he's going to go up there and not be concerned with where he's hitting in the lineup. And he'll just go up there and, you know, put good at bats together and provide a threat. And he performed. And I think it's as much, you know, him believing that, you know, I'm here and I know that I can do this. So it's cool to see a young player with that type of confidence, but also the ability to slow things down, have a slow heartbeat, you know, in what is, I'm sure, a very, you know, excitable time in one's career.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm like, who's next? Well, who'd they call up? Who's coming up next to get a couple of hits? It's been great. So one of the best stories is your former first round pick. Just got off to a great start as Max Meyer, and watching that pitching performance the other night with the 14 strikeouts in his numbers for the year. So besides being healthy, obviously, and a nasty breaking pitch with that great fastball, what do you have seen all of a sudden that he's playing with this kind of confidence to look like a number one guy?
Yeah, I think you need it. And if you listen to even Max's comments before, after starts, I think the conviction in strike one and understanding the value of that, and, you know, his ability to grab strike one with the weapons that he has, just makes it very tough for hitters. I mean, he does. He's got velocity on the fastball, but, you know, adding the two seamer to give him, you know, something to influence right-handed hitters, and all, you know, closer to him with, you know, an evolving sweeper that, you know, he can strike, and then, you know, the big weapon there with the, you know, the hard slider. You just don't see many breaking balls that are that with that type of velocity. Looked like a fastball for so long, and then the ability to get under bats. And I think, like, real weapon versus left. So I think it's like it's a full arsenal, and, you know, the stuff is outstanding. But I think it's as much the conviction to be in the strike zone and be on the attack is, for me, is what has led to this, you know, early success for Max.
Yeah, well, boy, he's got it rolling, and just showing him in the dugout last night, I go, there's a dude that's got a lot of confidence with a lot of guys coming over to talk to him. You can do that with 41 strikeouts in 30 innings with only 7 walks in that low ERA. You can act like that. Hey, Kyle Stowers, another guy. I'm going through it here. I sound like a groupie this morning. But another guy off to a great start and has not let up at all. What have you seen with Kyle Stowers? And you kind of expect this from him, the way he's hitting?
I think we saw, even in spring training, when maybe Kyle's, you know, back of the card numbers weren't showing, but, like, there was a real, the at bat quality was outstanding. I think he was taking his walks. He was firing at the correct pitches. Stowey, you know, with our hitting guys, is still, you know, hey, look, he's trying to close up probably some holes at the top with the four seamer, and, you know, understanding how people are going to, you know, are going to attack you. And I think he's done a good job of defending himself at the top. And he's using the whole field. I think, you know, getting to some, you know, getting the head out and being able to, you know, pull some velocity with also the ability to, you know, use the entire field. And so I have loved the at-bat quality really throughout spring training. I think, you know, what he's shown against left-handed pitching, to be able to hang in there and like defend himself and, you know, have some real quality at bats there. So, you know, Staley, like playing every day, you know, there's always adjustments going to be made, you know, and as you continue to perform up here at a high level, people start to take notice of that. And so, you know, proud of like the adjustments Staley has made and his understanding of, you know, how people are going to go try to attack him and, you know, look for prescriptions and ways to combat that.
I got to ask you, as a first-time manager, because you got so many different young guys and you're playing, guys are playing for the first time, you got guys playing different positions left to right, you've got shortstop that plays left field and different combinations. What goes into all these decisions? Where to hit guys? Are you more from the gut, or are you just getting a ton of information before you go out there every day?
There's definitely, leaning on the information, is certainly a part of it. And, you know, then, you know, as far as like constructing the lineup day to day, you know, like it's much like built mostly on like, how are we going to beat the starting pitcher? You know, I think we've some starters this year, we felt like, you know what, maybe the best chance to beat him is to run a full string of lefties, you know, just in succession. Knowing that you're probably opening yourself up for, you know, what they're going to do and counter in the bullpen later on. But you know what, like taking a shot that way. And then some days it's, you know, it's bouncing out a little more left, right. So I think it is certainly, you know, I don't want to fall too much into like a guy is, you know, just he's swinging it great. I mean, that's certainly, you know, part of it. And guys' confidence is a real thing. So it's trying to blend, you know, what the data and numbers are, you know, predicting and telling you with, you know, how someone's feeling, you know, where this slots in the lineup against the starter. And now, you know, okay, potentially also, what are they going to try to do later on in the game with their bullpen construction, if it's going to be pinch hit opportunities in a certain spot, or, you know, in some ways to try to shield and protect someone from, you know, the potential of getting into a bad matchup.
I got to tell you, man, with the limited bats that your guys have had, a lot of guys played part of last year. Don't get me wrong. There were guys called up and got to play a lot. And the guys that just you've traded for that played in some other places, but not very much in the big leagues, to seeing what's happening is just unbelievable. It truly is. And I know we're all learning the names, and I always say, hey, we're learning the names together, but I got to tell you, you got a lot of guys in the style of play. You're staying aggressive. You're forcing people to make bad plays against you because you're so aggressive. It's just been, I mean this, Skip, it's been fun to watch. It really has, for people that it's the best it's been in years around here to watch. It's been, I just think people are going to, they see it, they're going to want to see more of it. I can't thank you enough for coming on this morning. It's been great.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, and I hope we can just, keep getting better as a group. And as you said, play fearlessly. And any mistakes we make, we just use them as an opportunity to learn and, you know, get better.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck today going for the sweep and then hitting the road. And I hope we get to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Marlins manager Clayton McCullough joining us to talk a little bit about his team, man. Listen, for years it's been bashed about, you know, no talent coming up and this and that, and they trade for guys. We're complaining about guys have been traded. They come up. This stuff, they got a chance, man. I got a chance to have some guys and again, some guys just now coming back and just fun to watch. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get here this morning as we continue on. But, yeah, today is the last game. 1-10 start today for the Marlins. If you want to go out there and watch it going for the sweep, they've won 3 straight games so far. And 1-10 start, man. We can have you home for dinner. Have you home for dinner today, man, with another Marlins win, hopefully. But a lot of good things. I got a chance to get their record back to an even 500 as well. Hey, wherever you're headed, though, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. I always say this, man. If you're starting to look around for something new or used and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, these are the best overall products, man. And I'm not talking just about, because people are getting tired of me talking about the new 2025 Tahoe that I fell madly in love with because of the size and great look and Suburbans. If you need unlimited space, it's hard to beat that 1-2 punch. But let's talk about the SUV family, the midsize SUV family, like the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. The interior with convenient driver tech is spectacular. Just eye-catching exterior that you're going to love. Fully loaded with smart style and practical dependability. And then over to my favorite, the 2025 Traverse. They're all over the road. I know we did it one day. We're like, oh my God, what is that? We're always looking at, you know, what everybody has and going, that's a new Traverse. It is smoking hot. And when it comes to spacious and comfortable seating for everybody, for midsize, it's unbelievable. Not to mention plenty of room for your cargo. It's a turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. And then I got to get over to Silverado trucks, because let's talk about the big boy trucks. Let's talk about the strong trucks. Let's talk about some different options for you to get extra power. Boy, they give you a lot of them with that Silverado truck, each one delivering commanding power with all roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and really the hardest-working bed in the business. Helps conquer your toughest jobs for work or pleasure. Really doesn't matter. You need something as durable as you are working every day? See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love today. Take a test drive. Oh, you're going to love it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff. Marlins got a 1-10 start today, going for the sweep of Cincinnati after another win yesterday, third straight. Lose five, and you're going, oh, no, and then get it turned around again. Three straight wins there, and then they'll be hitting the road. And then tonight, of course, Heat-Cavs game two. And tomorrow is going to be a start of a big, important draft for everybody in the National Football League, but obviously for the Miami Dolphins. And the first round has become an incredible show. I can't wait to see what Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Lambeau Field around that area looks like. With old Vince Lombardi statue up there, you've probably seen it. They're up there. And I do tell everybody this, that ask it for people that like to go and like all sports and love to see different stadiums and arenas and all the things. And I've been lucky enough to go to most of them. It's a weird one. You know the weird one? I've been to Fenway Park, and I had a ticket one day, and I was so hungover, because sometimes I drink too much when I have events the night before, and I had to get to another place because the Dolphins were playing the next day, but it was a Yankees-Red Sox game. It was so stupid. And then I always tell everybody, you got to go to Green Bay if you get a chance. It's you got to be into the NFL, obviously, but if you get a chance, fly into Milwaukee and cruise over and take a look at it. It's pretty cool with all the history and everything, and they've been able to kind of give that old school look to it, and yet still try to it's a great place. Just so much history as a for a stadium and all the great old teams that they had with Vince Lombardi and everything else. So anyway, we do have a lot of stuff going on. We've done a ton of draft. We'll have more coming up. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting podcast, and we'll talk a lot, especially about the first few picks as Dolphins got some holes to fill. Watching yesterday, a lot of teams have a lot of holes, and obviously the really good teams don't have as many, and some of the other teams do. And the Jalen Ramsey story, I think we're all curious. Very interesting. I hadn't had a chance to talk to him. Mark Ross isn't so sure they're going to be able to trade him with that salary. I figured if they wanted to trade him, they must have a pretty good idea they can trade him. I can't imagine you make a big deal and talk openly. It's one thing if it's a rumor, but once the GM says we're going to try to trade him, that's kind of it, isn't it? I mean, that's it. Like, Chris Greer says, we're going to try really hard to, I don't have the exact words, but that's pretty much what it sounded like. Like, Mark Ross, they better get rid of him. They better trade him. I don't expect they'll get a lot. I don't think they're expecting a lot, but would like to move that salary for whatever. I don't know. We'll know the story. I was going to say we'll never know the story. We will know the story on that one. I'd be willing to bet money that we will know the story on what happened there with that whole thing. But anyway, right now, if that is the case, and you'll know by the way they draft too, how serious they are about trading them, because if they go out and get corner, and I think they could get a veteran corner. I see Stephon Gilmore still out there. How old is Stephon Gilmore? He's got to be 33, 34 years old. Been a really good player in the NFL. Really good. Buffalo to New England. He's been on four or five teams now, but he has been in the right system. I'm guessing he could still play for you, although I'm always a little concerned about getting too old on certain guys. And would much rather do it with young guys and give them a chance to play. And they're probably going to have to play some of these guys that they have on the roster right now and give them every opportunity to show that they can play with everything. So we got all that stuff. By the way, there's one other thing I wanted to say this morning that was kind of – I was watching the last few days. I came into you, Woody, and told you, Eric Hosmer – has a podcast, Digging Deep. It is so good. Now, it's baseball, but they had George Brett on. It was one of the best podcasts I've watched. And George Brett's just ripping the new system, like everything. The new terminology, all the technology, and all the things they're saying. He said he doesn't even know today's game. And I was so glad because I've seen how much even football stuff has changed. And you know, with all the analytics and everything else and terminology, and to hear George Brett, who is probably the greatest Kansas City player of all time, over 3,000 hits, I'm going to try really hard to get a hold of Eric today, man. I just thought it was fantastic. His podcast was great. I saw it on TV. The show was fantastic. Just a really, really good show. You see something, and lives down here in South Florida and went to American Heritage Plantation and had a hell of a career for himself, too. Had a really, really good career. So anyway, Woody, tomorrow's going to be a fun one, man, as we'll have a lot more, obviously, and load up on some draft stuff for tomorrow and try to figure out what's going to happen with the Dolphins in this draft. By the way, there one thing is for sure, everybody's throwing out, there is a chance Chris Greer moves out of that pick. There is no question if he gets another draft pick that he likes and it's in a round that he likes, that he would slide a few spots. I do believe that would happen. But Mark Ross said this too. You got to make sure you still get a guy can play. Like whoever it is, you drop 13 to 16 or 17, that doesn't change. That guy's got to play right away. This is not playing 2 years or 3 years and Cam Smith me. This needs to be a guy who can come in and play. He needs to be able to come in and play. Which, by the way, it's okay, man. That's what the draft's there for. Everybody's saying, Mark Ross, great job. If you missed it, we're going to have it out there for you today. He had good stuff. Like, you draft these guys, the draft's important. And you got to develop your team through the draft. You just can't afford to go out and pay, you know, 25 free agents a whole bunch of money. And we saw that this year where they cut back on the money that was given out. And they also got to count on a lot of guys who were injured last year to come back and play at a high level. They have to. I agree. And with all that. So anyway, we'll have a lot of that stuff coming up here. And then, of course, the Panthers up 1-0 now on the Lightning after that 6-2 win. Just great stuff last night. The Matthew Tkachuk story is just so good. Guy, you don't play for 2 months, and you come out and have two power play goals, and he looks sharp. I mean, obviously he's not sitting there bored to death and put the stick down for a couple of months. He's been working, but boy, great win. Nobody saw that one coming. Panthers 6-2 up 5-1 halfway through that second period last night was just great. Hey, we got more stuff to get to. Don't go away. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting, is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins, some players they could be taking, and what could happen for the Dolphins trying to fill some of the different holes that we've talked about. We'll have that next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.